How do they come into you?
Crystal clear. That 442-200, that's the one on Vert. That's linked to down in Monroe and Warren and over toward the middle of the state down there. It's linked to all them repeaters down there. I hear people down around Detroit and stuff like that come home from work and going to work. I hear them talk all the time. Down around 69 and 96 and all that down there.
HT that. Yeah, I understand now. I don't know if he was out there at the time, but Jim, K-E-A-U-R-V, was there. And I said, you know, this morning when I woke up and I swear it was, I'm thinking, the picture I'm seeing in my mind is a button, it's hard to explain, but it was like the HT. When I was told you hit a button and you go to UHF, you hit the button again, you go back to VHF. And it might be old stuff and been out there for a long, long time, but, you know, I never thought I would have anything like that, so never concerned myself, never wanted to know about it, because why? I'd never have it. It didn't interest me. You know, but now, it's very neat.
Well, this radio here on the screen, on the left side, there's a VFO, I guess you'd call it, for the 2 meter, and on the right side of the screen, you got on the other side of the radio, you got another VFO over there, and all you do is hit the VFO, and it gives you the priority VFO. And like right now, talking on 2 meter, if I hit the button on the VFO on 442-200, I could talk on that and still listen to the 2 meter. So that's pretty cool. I can see both frequencies on the screen, and one side of the radio operates the 2 meter and the other side of the radio operates the UHF, and I can talk on one and listen to the other one just by pushing a button.
Wow. No, my ears perked up big time when you said, no, I got Nikon dual bander 400, and I thought, you know, Jim's setting me up now. Because I'm thinking, you know, because I'm not good with time since going blind. And I thought, you know, set me up or something. He said, no, I the swap meet. And I thought 100. And you said they had it from 75 all the way up to 350. And that's like I say, now is my time. Like the only one left I have to put it out on is the 3-1. I take that back. Well, I've done it here on the 2-4. I've talked about selling my Yaesu 2980 for 100 if anybody's interested. And later on I'll try on the 3-1, and if I hear anybody out there, people out there, I can let them know on the 3-1, and then that will take care of all my memories where I think it would do any good. N8RHK.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy like this one, and, you know, you can talk on 2 meter and listen to UHF, or the other way around, talk on UHF and listen to VHF. It's pretty cool. You know, I've been listening to the guys talk. I don't know where they was at because I wasn't paying that close attention, but listening to them guys talk and while I'm talking to you, all on the same radio, so it's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. It's very neat. Yes, it is. Because usually anything in life that I might think I want to get, you know, I don't, because it's way out of my price range. And then when I heard what you achieved there, I thought, and I started hitting the repeaters and putting the word out.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Hey, getting new stuff's always fun. Now all I got to do is learn how to run it properly. I mean, I don't know how to program anything in this radio. I have, like I said, this is the first time other than just going to the local repeaters here and listening. This is the first time I've ever queued this radio up.
So you haven't put nothing in on UHF or VHF?
No. Nope, I haven't put any memories in it at all.
What did you go through and what memories are in VHF and how many of them?
There's quite a few, but none of them that I can get through. They're all down in southern Michigan.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.